Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank everybody for tuning in today. You know what time it is. Amen. And you know who it is. It's the Black Panther Preachers. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And today we want to present to you Men's Day on the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, hosted by Bishop Mac Page and Sister Denise. Amen. Bishop Mac Page out of Arlington, California. Sister Denise, amen, out of Los Angeles, California. And we're about to connect you in right now. Y'all just hold on and be prepared to be.
Father God, proving your love beyond a shadow of a doubt, because you sent him, Lord God, to die in our place, Father God, to bleed for our sins, Lord, and our iniquities, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory for being long-suffering with us, Father God, and giving us the good, even though we don't deserve it. We just thank you that it's not your will that any should perish, Father God, and that you provide, you protect, you counsel, Lord God. You even chasten us because those you love, you chasten. Father God, we thank you for your word that is truth, your word that is spirit and life, proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are God and God all by yourself, that you are our creator, and most important to most of us, Lord God, you are our father, a father that loves his children and give us the good and not the evil, Lord God, and for just being a God of, so we can trust and believe everything that you said, Lord God, because you've proven it. We have seen the scripture say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, when we wake up in the morning, Father God, we know that it is you that has given us breath of life. And then we see that all that you have said, Father God, comes to pass, Lord God. So it is good. That is the way we taste and see. We have heard of the mighty works that you have done, Lord God, the works of your hand. The good, Lord God, in your creation, hallelujah, that declares your handiwork for day unto day and night unto night. It speaks, Lord God. It says that this is decent and in order. This is not happenstance. There is someone, and you are that someone, Father God, that has created all things, and for your pleasure was all things created. So we just ask you, Lord God, to bless and keep us as you have done since the moment of our birth, Lord God, to continue to lead and guide us, Lord God, because you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the only one that has life and that more abundantly. And so, Father God, because you love us, we come to hear from you, Father God, because as scripture says, your words are the words of life. And so we must come humbly, yet boldly before your throne, making our petitions known unto you. Nevertheless, Father God, we pray thy will be done, because thy will is perfect, Father God. And because you have healed us, you have done miraculous things for us, Lord God. We are a miracle. We are created in your image and likeness. That's a great honor. So we want to honor you, Lord God. We want to praise you and worship you and give you the things that you require, Lord God. For we are your children, and children should be obedient unto their parents. And you are our Heavenly Father. And we just thank you. We declare our love for you, Father God, even though we fall short, even in that. We just thank you. We just praise you. We just honor you. And Lord God, we just come before you because we know that you have said that if any man come unto you, you will in no wise turn us away. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the truth of your word, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Norman.
Not yet. Brother Norman's not on yet.
He's not on yet. Amen. Brother Prevost, you on yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, let's Let's have one of yours, sir.
Amen. This one here called He Is the Only Way.
Top Flight.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We got London
Lit.
On the track.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know
how to play.
Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
Try to do it your way. Amen. It don't go the way that you want it to go. And so you have to turn around and do it God's way. You know, you want to be made known. You want to be made known. But you realize it's not that you be want to be made known. You want to make him known. Praise God. Amen. And that's what we have to do as men of God and women of God. Amen. You try to do it your way, but there's only one way. And so that if you don't do it that way, you're not doing it the right way. And so let us get it right. Thank Mr. Prevost for that song. That's one of the Prevost songs. Amen. You know, somebody said, well, you can't do it this way or that way. But no. Amen. You don't know how it is that God wants things to be done. Amen. You know how God wants to be have his song. And the main thing is that we want everybody to know that Jesus is that way. And however you display that, we're going to display it where it can be heard. I have a scripture this morning. I want to thank God this morning for this is Men Day. And this is the day we have dedicated to the men, so that men might stand up again, you know, because that could be the Amen. Y'all mute out if you're talking. I mute out. Amen. Just want to start out just with a little word here this morning. You know, Revelation 12 and 11. It says they overcame them by the word of the testimony and the blood of the Lamb. They overcame by their word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. They put Jesus in. You know, Jesus has to be in the midst of everything in order for it to work. So this is how we overcome. And today, this is what we call testimony services because, you know, other people can overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And so this is why we come this day to give our testimony, is because we want somebody to hear our testimony, and you can tell them it was Jesus that got you over, and whatever they're going through, then he can get them over. In the book of Romans chapter 10, before we started that, he said verse 10 and 8 said, but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in my mouth and in my heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so you can see it's still about confession is made unto salvation. Is your confession, your testimony, can bring someone else to salvation. It's because it gets on down and they say, how shall they call? Verse 14 says, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him which they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now, I know we think about preaching all the time. You know, we say, well, preach, I just got to get up and give a message. I got to get up and give a message. No, you can give up and get a testimony. That's preaching. Anytime you're declaring the word of God and anytime you're telling people what God did for you, that's preaching. And so people need to hear that, and that's why the word needs to come out of your mouth so they can hear. Maybe someone has never given them a testimony, and you gave your testimony. They heard about something Jesus did. And many times people come to Jesus. I think about the woman at the well. The Bible said when she heard of Jesus, amen, then she came to Jesus to get healed. When she heard of Jesus. And so sometimes people haven't heard, and this is why we allow you time to give your testimony, because so that someone else can hear. And so thank God that you're going to open up the ears of someone today so that they can hear your testimony of what Jesus did for you, what Jesus brought you from, what Jesus brought you out of, what he brought you through, whether it was sickness, whether it was disease, whether you have some addictions, whatever the situation were, you know, whether you know what we call the men's sin, but it's not a man's sin. It's a woman's sin, too. But, you know, if you was caught up in that, we want to know how you got over it. How did you get over that? You need to tell somebody how you got over that. Amen. how your eyes was open. You when you was blind and now you can see. And then you might want to tell them, they'll ask the question, well, who healed your eyes? Who healed your You see, they will ask the question, well, who healed your eyes? How did your eyes get healed? Man, you was blind. You was out there with us, and you was doing all kind of dirty stuff. Who healed you, man? How did you stop? How did you stop doing that?
Yeah.
How did you get over that? You know, you had a broke marriage. How did you get over that? How did you make it through that? And so that is why we have, it's so important about our testimony. Everybody's asking, how did you get over that? Amen.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to hear today. How did you get over that? So somebody else might hear and have faith for the same thing that you had faith for. See, that is why we give testimony, because somebody need to hear how you made it, how you made it. Praise God. How did you make it through that cancer? How did you make it through that cancer experience that you had? Who got you over that? You know, how is it that you was near your deathbed and he raised you up? How is it that you was full of sorrow and now you're bursting out into joy? Somebody needs to hear how you made it. See, that's what testimony is all about, is because you're raising up Jesus. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. But if there's no word going out, if no one is saying anything about him, how is anybody going to ever know him? Now, the Bible talks about death and life is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And so we know you can give death or you can give life when you give your testimony. And so today we want to hear some life. We want to know, oh, how I got over. Amen. This is how I got over. It was Jesus that got me through this. I wouldn't have made it except it was Jesus that got me through this. I was almost ready to jump over the edge, but it was Jesus that stopped me from jumping. You know, I almost fell down, but he caught me. He lifted me up. Well, I was already down in the miry clay, but he lifted me up. You see, all the Bible is written. It's about a testimonies of something someone else did, how they got through it, how God got them over. And so you need to tell how God got you over it. How did he get you out of the world and into the promised land? How did you make it, you know? Who did it for you? What word did you hear, amen, to get you over? And so this is what testimony serves is about. Then he goes back. He said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. How beautiful it is to hear a testimony of someone, amen, that Jesus brought them out. And so this is what we're going to do today, amen. And then verse 17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so when you give your testimony, faith comes. Faith comes. And this is what we are trying to put out today, speak today, so that faith can come, so that they can overcome something that they're in bondage to. You give your testimony. And so thank God for the words. You know, faith coming by hearing. But if no one ever says or say anything about Jesus, how is anyone ever going to hear? If no one is talking, God gave us a mouth. If no one is talking and no one is speaking, how would anyone ever hear so that they can have faith to incline into the same man that you put your faith in so that they can overcome? And so I appreciate you today. Everybody's on the line. I pray, God, we got a good testimony today and we got something to say, because I know he did something for you. If he didn't do anything but woke you up this morning. If he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, you know, you was down yesterday, you up today. We need to hear so that people can hear your testimony. But if you sit there with a closed mouth, no one ever gets to hear God. You know, God was invisible. God is invisible. He's invisible God. But until God spoke, no one knew he was there. Hallelujah. Until he opened his mouth, no one knew he was God. And he was there all the time, from the beginning to the end, he's going to be there. He speaks out of omnipotence, but if God had never spoke, no one would ever know him. Thank God that he spoke. Amen. And God said something, and someone heard it. And so thank God that he still speaks out of omnipotence, and God said. And when God said, someone heard him, they knew he was there. But even after God speaking for so long, everybody wanted something they could see. And so God, he put on him a suit. He put on an earth suit and came down and spoke to mankind. And then mankind was not just able to hear him from heaven. They was able to hear him on earth. And thank God for Jesus. Jesus was the one that spoke on earth. And he spoke on earth so that everybody heard, so that they could have faith in the one that was invisible. And so today, who is going to be the first one that's going to give a testimony of the goodness of God? I know I got Brother Norman. I hope he even came on. Brother
Come
Norman
on.
Got a song. Brother Norman, you want to give a
Come
song?
On,
then you give a song and then give us the testimony.
Praise God, praise God. First, give it unto the God who has brought me thus far. And without him, I would be nothing. I give honor to the past speaking in me, to the mothers on the line, to all of the other men of God on the line, to all of the brothers on the line. I begin by saying that I love you all, and I thank God for being in your presence. say, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. And without your love, Lord, 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 where would I be? So my soul says thank you. My soul says glory. And I'll praise your name, Lord, for as long as I live. Lord, please hold me. Lord, please carry me. When I feel, Lord, like I can't go on. And I'll give you the glory and all of the praise, Lord. Because without your love, Lord, Lord, oh, where would I be? That's my soul. My
Amen.
Testimony
Amen.
Is God is an amazing God. You know, sometimes we go through things and we don't understand them. We can't figure them out. You know, and we make the mistake a lot of times of trying to figure them out all by ourselves. You know, the love of God, in order to appreciate, truly appreciate the love of God, we have to reflect on how the love that we get from man and how much it differs. See, the love of God would never end. It would always be loving and kind and caring and provide everything that we need. When we search for the love through men and women and other people, we'll always come up short. My testimony is about the situation that I just most recently went through. You know, I went through a situation where as a man, you know, I felt the need to, as all men, we feel the need that when we have a woman in our lives and we've gone through things and we know that they've gone through things, we have a tendency to try and be everything and do everything. And I neglected myself, denied myself. Just a few years ago, I was in a bad accident. I was hit by an 18-wheeler out on I-20 and left paralyzed from the neck down, listed as a quadriplegic. The doctors told me that I'd never walk again, told me that the most that I could ever hope for was to have limited use of my hands. I spent 4.5 months in intensive care, 7 months in trauma recovery, 2.5 years in in-house physical therapy. And to this day, years later, I'm still trying to learn how to walk again properly and regain full use of all of the limbs that I have. But I put all of those things aside for the love of the woman that I had. But you know, sometimes when you are searching for love and you're looking for a love that is compatible to yours, a lot of times we look at all the wrong places. You know, and that's the mistake that I made. You know, when you make a mistake with your heart and giving your heart to the wrong person, it can have lasting effects. But you know, I thank God that he's a heart mender, that he knows the broken heart. He can heal all things. You know, and I learned that when you give your heart to God, you don't have to worry about it at all. That he would take care of you. That he would keep you. You know what I got to? I was at a point where I couldn't have sleep. I wouldn't have eaten. You know, because it was not about me. I wasn't focusing on me. I was focusing on, you know, the woman in my life. With my energy and full focus, should have been on God.
Mm-hmm.
And giving him the same amount of love that he was giving me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that. Because, you know, God makes all things right. You know, he strengthened his heart and mind. He's mended his heart and mind. And today, like I was telling Sister Denise yesterday, I feel good. And I feel good all over.
Amen.
You know, it's the type that I love of God. The love of God. And I thank him for that spirit of love. And I say that to say that, you know, no matter what you're going through, no matter how it seems, no matter how your heart feels, you know, sometimes we get in situations that leave us walking around in circles. You know, I had to do like that song, because I just had to be still. You know, a lot of times we learn to just be still.
Yeah.
Wait on them. You know, he will step in. He's never late. Always on time.
Yeah.
What you got broken, I promise you, he's got a tool in his toolbox that can fix it. And I thank God for his love and his spirit. And I just wanted to share that with the brothers. And I pray that somebody gets something out of it that has a strength and a hope into a sense of promise into your life. That wherever you are attempting to give your heart and your love to, if it's not coming back and you're not feeling it in return, it's time to put your love and your trust and your hope and your faith in God. He'll never let you down. I might, but he will never let you down. Pray with me that God forever keeps me in the palm of his hand, and that the last chapter of my life be one about freedom and hope and promise. I love you all, and I love you with the love of God. And as my mother say, I love you to life. God bless.
Praise God. Praise
God.
Thank God for that testimony, amen, to how he was going through. And it was God brought him through that. He was going through a little trial, a little heartache, a little heartbreak, but God got him through it. You see, that's faith. That ought to build your faith, because what he just said, you might be experiencing the same thing. And if you're experiencing that right now, he's letting you know God will get you through it. God will get you through it. So you can have the faith if God brought him through. Guess what? He's going to bring you through. And so praise God for his testimony, amen, that God will get you through. If you have some heartaches and heartbreaks, he'll mend the broken heart. See, that's what faith is all about. That's what your testimony is all about. Telling somebody else, hey, this is the experience that I had. And because I had that experience, I want you to know God brought me out of it. And so if you're going through the same thing, you can have the same faith that he had in Jesus to bring you through. Praise God. Amen. We're going to get the next one. Who's going to be next? Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Smothers.
Pastor Smothers. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing this song first, and I'm going to change the words a little bit. But anyway,
amen.
Here it goes. See, there was a man in the Bible days, had been sick. He was sick for so very long. Then he heard about Jesus passing by. Then he joined the gathering throng. And as he pushed his way through, somebody asked him, what are you trying to do? He said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know how I'll be made whole right now. See, he spent his money here and there till he had
he had no more to spare. Doctors, they did all they could, but their medicine could do no good. When he touched them, the Savior didn't see, but he turned around and cried, "Somebody touch me." He said, "It was I who only touched the hem of your garment, because I know I'll be made whole right now."
See, that's my life. I was sick. I was living a life of a nightmare. I was living a nightmare. Caught up on drugs, lying, denying the truth that I was very, very sick, thinking that I could handle that on my own. Not only that, you know, just being foolish, being broke, you know, wouldn't buy food to eat. And then when I got broke, I wanted something to eat. But as long as I had money, I didn't think about that. But through all that, God kept me. That I was in places where I knew I shouldn't have been, but I chose to be there. But God still kept me and protected me through all that. You know, that life of drugs and running with different women, married women, and all this other kind of stuff that God didn't approve of. Yet his love was never separated from me, even though I didn't deserve to continue to live. You know, he kept me alive. He still gave me the good, even though I deserved the evil. You know, being caught and then having to lie about being caught, denying that it was me, knowing it was me all the time, you know. And so relatives, they still love you, but a lot of times they didn't want to see you coming. They say you look better going than you did coming, you know. Yeah. And how much I hurted them spiritually because they did love me, you know. Not doing the things that I should have been doing for my children when I was caught up like that. When they needed something, if I had it, I say I didn't have it. And if I had it, I didn't do right with it. But yet God kept me. You know, he made his face still to smile upon me, you know. And so just telling me, turn around, you know. I felt unloved by people. But then, as I said earlier, taste and see that the Lord is good. I know I got out of things I shouldn't have gotten out of. Don't know how I got out of it. So I come to the realization that it was God who was doing these things, keeping me, protecting me through all that mess, you know, caught by women's husbands. When I'm dropping them off and then they pull up on me and all that kind of stuff. You know, jumping out of windows in women's houses and all this kind of stuff. You know, looking around to see who's watching me or who's seeing me doing the unrighteous things I was doing. And so I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory because none of us are still here because of our own selves. Nobody, we can't save ourselves. We can't protect ourselves. We really can't. The only protection is in the Lord Jesus Christ and loving and obeying him. So I just thank God that I'm no longer living a life of a nightmare. I'm no longer broke, you know. All those things I was suffering, I'm not suffering them anymore because of the love of God and the obedience to his word. Yeah, so I just thank God. Hallelujah. I'm concluded.
Amen, Brother Smother, Pastor Smother. We thank God for that word, that testimony there. You know, I'll just think about St. John 4:29, when Jesus met the woman at the well. When he met the woman at the well, after he told her all about herself, she went running. The Bible says she went running, telling everybody, come see a man that told me everything I ever done.
Yeah.
You see, that was her testimony. She went out telling her testimony. And many people came to Jesus because of her word. She just went running with her testimony. She didn't have a whole all the scriptures, and she didn't have the whole Bible running with her. She just went running telling her testimony. Come see the man that told me everything I've ever done. I was shacked up with a man that wasn't my husband, and he told me all about myself, and I was able to get free from it. And so she went running telling her testimony. And so now we need to come running telling our testimony. Other people came to Jesus because she told her testimony. Now you need to tell yours. Is there someone else going to go running telling everybody, come see the man that told me everything, told me all about myself? Yeah, I was in sin, but I didn't know it, but he told me. Amen. I was in sorrow and didn't know it, but he told me. And so who's going to be next to go running telling our testimony? Remember, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Who's going to be next? Amen.
Coleman was on, but he got off.
Amen. The Prevost.
Go ahead.
This is Elder Prevost. Bless God. I just want to thank God today for everybody on. Amen. I want to thank God. And you might want to say a change in attitude. Pastor Page might remember when me and him first met years ago. We had a mutual friend. Amen. And every time he tried to correct me, me and him would get into it. Amen. Especially in front of people. I was real sensitive about what other people were thinking about what was going on in the conversation. But I thank God today that I'm at a point, amen, thanks to Pastor Page told me, praise God. He said, you ain't got to defend yourself all the time. Praise God. Sometimes you just got to let people talk and let people think whatever they want to think. Right? Even right now, amen, I know there's a lot of stuff being said, hallelujah, about me, but I'm not worried about it because it's all about, hallelujah, what God think about it. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for being able to be in a place where you don't have to defend yourself. You just got to, amen, be right with God. Amen. And let the haters do what they do. So I thank God for that. And I just thank God for sending people like, you know, Pastor Page with a message to tell you. You know, you ain't got to defend yourself. That's a characteristic that you ain't got to do. Let God do the fighting for you. Vengeance is here. So I just thank God for that on today. Amen.
Well, praise God, Pastor Prevost. I mean, God bless you. That's right. We don't have to defend ourselves. You need to know. You don't have to defend yourself. It is God that defends me. Amen. God defends you. And it's what God thinks about me is more important than what somebody else thinks about you. And this is how we overcome. We overcome. You don't worry about what is being said about you. You want to know what God thinks about you. And if God is pleased with me, why does it matter what you say? You don't have a heaven or hell or nowhere else to put me in. That's right, Pastor Prevost. You keep thinking that way to keep you in perfect peace. The only thing I'm worried about is what
Amen.
God thinks. I'm not what you think. I'm worried about what God think about me. If God is pleased with me, God is pleased with me, that's the only somebody I'm trying to please. I'm trying to please my God. I'm trying to please God.
Hallelujah.
I ain't trying to please you, because you'll never be pleased. But God can say, I'm pleased. I'm pleased. Amen. Good way to think. Good way to think to keep you in peace.
Yes,
I thought about the blind man. Jesus healed two blind men. And Jesus told him, go show yourself to the priest. And when he told them to go show themselves to the priest, he was saying to them, go give your testimony. Go tell the priest. Now, some of the priests didn't, maybe the priest didn't know that I could heal blind eyes. So you need to go tell them. In other words, go tell the preachers, amen. Yeah, it was God that healed my eyes. And so you see, testimony is always good. The Bible is all about testimony. The two blind men had to go tell the priest so that the priest could be a witness unto the power of God. And so we always want other people to know the power of God. He can heal your blind eyes because look at me, look at me, look at me. See, that's a testimony. See, we might think the Bible said, well, the Bible's about this. No, it's a testimony. Somebody went through something and God brought them out of something and they told somebody about it. This is what the whole scriptures can hear. It's always telling about what God did for somebody else. And that's what you want to hear, what God did for you. And you can tell somebody else. Is Tobias on today? Is Brother Tobias on today?
Tobias, no, he's not on.
Oh, man. Pastor Tony, you on today? Pastor Tony on?
No, I don't see Tony.
You don't see Pastor Tony, Dr. Sims?
No, Dr. Sims.
Amen. All those people, I guess they had to work today. They didn't have time. Any other man on the line today? Brother Anthony? Brother Anthony, is he on today?
Not yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Rest of them is, rest of them is women.
Rest of them is winning. And Pastor Brother Davis not on today? Well, Brother Ray.
No Minister Ray.
No Minister Ray on today. Well, okay then. Well, praise God. Amen. Oh my guys, they shine out today. Amen. No other men on the day. Brother Raven at work?
Raven's at work, yeah.
Well, I guess everybody's at work today. I thought it'd at least be about 6 or 7 there. Amen. That would be on. I thought he would be on, but I appreciate it anyway. Amen. Let me see what time it is. So the men gain short today. You know, that's the thing about it. You know, we men, we always complaining about somebody else, but then we don't show up. And we don't get in our place. But thank God that faith comes by hearing and always hearing by the word of God. And so this is why we always out trying to give a word so that you can have faith that God can get you through. I thought about Psalms 40. David talked about he was in a horrible place. Amen. He was in a horrible pit. And God brought him out of the pit. So I don't know what it is in your life today, what place you're in today, whether you're a man or a woman. When you're in a horrible pit, you're in a horrible place. And sometimes, you know, when you're in a horrible place, it's a place that you don't want to be. It's a place you want to get out of. And the psalmist talk about where he was and where God brought him from. See, that was just David's testimony of where God brought him from. You might not be in the same place right now, or you might be in the same place. What is the most horrible place that you're in? You know, you're having self-pity today. Maybe you into a place of self-pity and realize that you don't like to be in the place of self-pity. You're feeling sorry for yourself. You know how sometimes we get in that we're feeling sorry for ourselves. And I don't know what word to use there, but, you know, you're down in your spirit. Your spirit is low. But I'm trying to say Jesus is a pick-me-upper. See, wherever you are, he can pick you up. You know, you're not thinking that you very much about yourself, but you got to realize what God thinks about you, amen. you know, people call your names or whatever, but you can say, hey, God made me beautiful. Hallelujah. God made you beautiful. And you need to realize that nobody else said you are wonderful, beautifully made. I'm not going to say beautiful made because God made all of us beautiful.
Yes.
Amen. We are in the image of God. God is beautiful, and you've been made beautiful. See, it's not what's on the inside of a person, outside of a person, but it's what's on your inside. If you got the love of God on the inside, if you don't think nobody else loves you, you have to realize that God loves you. Amen. Hallelujah. For God loved you so much that he gave up all that he had so that he can have you. Now, if you get the feeling where you're not worth very, very much, now Jesus saw you as a pearl of a great price. He saw you as a pearl. And because he saw you as a pearl, amen, he sold everything that he had so that he can have you. Now, if you don't think that you're important, then you see, you know that's the enemy got you thinking like that. Amen. You have to know that God loves you so much that he will give everything up for you. And because he do that, that means I must be important. You see, that's the way the devil gets you. It's the enemy that gets you feeling that way, gets you feeling low in yourself, and you know, nobody loves me. And you know how we get to singing that song. Don't nobody care about me, and don't nobody call me, nobody check on me. God is checking on you every day. Now, he said, you are the apple of my eye.
Come on,
he keeps me the apple of his eye. Amen. He's watching you all the time. Don't think that nobody's not looking at you. Amen. When you walk around, well, ain't nobody looking at me. Ain't nobody. God got his eyes on you. Praise. I would rather God have his eyes on me than the whole world to have their eyes on me. As long as God has his eyes on me, that's the most important place I can be, is that God got his eyes on me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I don't have to, you know, sometimes you might feel that you don't have enough. Well, I don't have the right clothes on. Praise God. You know, sometimes people get to looking at your dresses and looking at your shoes and looking at all of that. But John walked around in camel hair. He was a weird looking person.
Come on.
John the Baptist was
eating locusts. Come on.
He wasn't eating no caviar. He was eating locusts and wild honey. But God placed so much attention on him that people went from the city out to the wilderness to see a weird-looking man. Come on, amen. You see, God blesses you, God will make you important. Even though you don't have what everybody else has, you'll have something that they don't have. When you got God in you, you see, it's the God in you that your attention will be drawn, not the outward part. Hallelujah. Not the outward part. And so stop worrying about what you don't have. Well, I don't have this kind of dress, and I don't have this kind of shoe, and I don't have this kind of purse, and I don't have, and I don't have. Well, we get so caught up in the world, what you don't have in the world. If you got God, amen, you got the most important thing in your life. That's the most important thing in your life, to have God in your life. And do you not realize that people will be drawn to you because of the God in you, amen. Hallelujah. He will be drawn because of the God in you, not because of what you got on.
Hallelujah.
People will be drawn because of what's in you. They was drawn to John the Baptist because what? He had God in him. They was attracted to him because of the God in you. This is why Peter said, don't y'all worry about all that expensive outward adorning and all of that, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. See, it's the hidden man of the heart that people look at. You can see people that's beautiful on the outside, and that's why the scripture said beauty is vain. You know, that beauty, that outward beauty is vain because it's going to perish. Amen? You might be 36, 28, 36. I guess that's a good sign.
All that's gonna change.
But all, But if someone is drawn to you because of that, that's not the real reason. Drawn to you because, you know, you won't change, you know. Yeah, you might be small and you might wear size 5 when you're first young, and then after you have that first baby, everything starts spreading out. Amen. Praise God. But you're gonna want something on the inside of you. You want the inward attraction. That's how you want to beautify yourself. You want to beautify yourself inwardly and not outwardly, because whatever is on the inside, that's the thing that's not going to change. It's the thing that is unseen that never changes. Hallelujah. God is unseen God. God never changes. Get the God on the inside of you, and you'd be surprised how many people would be attracted to you because of your anointing.
Come on, Bishop. That's true.
It's true. Your anointing upon you that people will be attracted to. Well, why is people be attracted to the anointing? Because the anointing in the presence of God, that's light.
Hallelujah.
That's light. Even the bugs are attracted to light.
Come on.
You turn the porch light on at night, and you'd be surprised how many types of bugs would be attracted to that light.
All around it.
This is why Jesus tells you to be the light. You are the light of the world. It's what's on the inside of you that counts. This is why we tell you you need the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, because they're going to be attracted to your anointing. Amen. They're not going to be attracted to your outside. I've always wondered why or how. I seen a man walking, and I said, I wonder how he got here. I seen her, and I seen him, but I said, I wonder how she got him. But it was her or his inward beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It was the inward attraction. It was his spirit. It was his spirit that he or she was attracted to. It wasn't his outward appearance. It was his inward. It was the inward thing. It was the Holy Spirit that was in him that was attracted. That's why he says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. I mean, it burns. It shows who God is. Amen. If you want to have some attraction, let the spirit in you. Don't have no prideful spirit in you. Have a meek and a proud spirit on the inside of you. And people will be attracted to that because, remember, it's always the inward beauty, not the outward beauty.
Hallelujah.
Even though David was, they say he was a handsome young man, amen. He was handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a six pack, maybe. I don't know. maybe he was tall, dark, and handsome. I don't know if that was David Cate, but they said he was a godly man. He was well to look up on. And then when God got ready to choose, he didn't choose David because he was tall, dark, and handsome. Amen.
I can't do that.
He said, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Amen. How's your heart today? Amen. Has your heart been purified by the word of God? Has God cleansed your heart? When you change your spirit, amen, you will bring attraction to you. Stop worrying about what you can say. Well, I got a pimple. I got a pimple on my nose.
Not right.
Don't do no pimples.
You got a pimple on your nose, on the side of the face, and you get so worried about the pimple that is on the side of your face And all of a sudden, you become low because you got something that you can't be removed, you know. I mean, you know, I know they got surgery today, but nevertheless, but you're looking at yourself in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you have a meek and quiet spirit. And only God can give you that meek and quiet spirit, amen. Only God takes away the prideful look. And if you have a meek and quiet spirit, if you got God on the inside of you, let me tell you, people are going to be attracted to you because of the light that is in you. So let the light that is in you, let that light, let that inward beauty, let the glow come from the inside, not from the outside. That's why Jesus said, don't worry about those things of the world. Amen. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else will be given to you. I'm trying to say, if you seek the kingdom of God, if you seek the presence of God, you seek the word of God, and they will be attracted to you because of what's on the inside of you. So get our inside right, because you need to be born again. You need to be made anew.
Yeah,
and I know everybody said when you get born again, amen. I've heard that song, you know, that when someone said they got born again, they said, I looked at my feet and my feet looked new. I looked at my hand and my hand did too. So glad. But let me tell you something. When you get born again, you're still going to have them rusty hands. You get born again, you're still going to have those rusty feet, amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, Bishop.
But what it is, people are going to see, they're going to look beyond your faults, and they're going to look beyond those things on the outwards, and then they're going to look at what's new. I would rather have a woman who's beautiful in spirit rather than beautiful on the outside.
Come on, Bishop.
Praise God. I would rather have that. I would rather have a man with a meek spirit than to have a man that's rough in spirit.
Come on, Bishop. Come on.
Say that, Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So many people has went after the outward of beauty and they got messed up.
Got messed up? Hallelujah. Come on.
I see sister. I got one sister that she's admitting she went after that. She went after that guy because he was handsome.
Come on.
And she thought she had a pearl, but she didn't realize she had a snake.
Come on.
Because the Bible said that even the devil himself will transform himself into the likeness of light. I'm gonna say likeness of light. He will make himself beautiful. He will make himself beautiful on the outside. He put on his three-piece. He put
come
on that tie and hang that handkerchief out of it.
Come on.
He put on the right kind of cologne. Amen.
Come on,
he hung that hair just right, and he picked up all right. And all of a sudden, you see him, and you go running after him.
Uh-huh.
And then you mess around and marry him. You find yourself in a horrible pit.
Oh, my Lord.
Nightmare.
You find yourself connected to something that's ugly. Man, I thought he was beautiful. I mean, he was so handsome, child. You know, he was so handsome. Amen. Praise God. And all of a sudden, after you get him, the demon, when you get him, then the demons come out.
Mm-hmm. No. Real man come out.
Yeah, he was acting so nice while he was dating you. Oh,
come on.
He acted so nice, amen, and looked good all the time. And you—that was your. Don't let your attraction be to the outward man.
That's right. Don't change.
You know, he can be a man of muscles and everything, but you got to realize, to get a little older, those muscles are going to turn to fat because he's
come
not going to keep.
Come on. Straight fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then instead of having that muscle man, you're going to have a fat man.
Come on, Bishop.
Say that, Bishop.
You're going to have that big old fat man around there. And if you married him because of that with a beauty, that's going to change. That's going to fade
that's
away.
Yeah,
beauty going to fade. Beauty will fade. Beauty will change. That's why the Bible said beauty is a vain thing, amen. It's a thing of no good and no use. But what you're looking for, you're looking for the inside of the man. You're looking for that quieted spirit, man, amen. That's what you're looking for, amen. And so check him out on the inside first before you check his outside, because the outside can be deceiving. Don't be deceived by his outward beauty. And even if some of you did that, you're in a horrible place, but God will get you out of that place. You see, somebody said, well, prayer changes things. Yeah, prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer changes things. Now, prayer ain't going to change this look.
Come on, Bishop.
But prayer can change how you see him. See, prayer gonna change you. See, because the way you was thinking, amen, and the way you was looking at the wrong thing. And so this is why we pray he'll get us out of that horrible place, because God will change your mind the way you think about things.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
See,
thank
that's
you,
what's
Jesus.
Being changed.
Yeah.
What's being changed is the way you think. Because now, when your eyes become open, you see things differently.
Yeah.
It's all about how you see things. Not see with your eyes, but how you see things inwardly.
Mm-hmm.
See, even you getting angry, prayer can change that.
Absolutely.
Because prayer changes how you think about things, how you think about what somebody say, how you think about how people act towards you. Prayer would change that. You would see it differently.
Yeah,
now, I used to get angry and all that when people say certain words about me or say certain things about me. But prayer changed.
You're ready to
God
fight. Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Do you know who you are? God said, do you know who you are?
Come on, Bishop.
If I know who I am, I don't worry about what you say about me. See, I was in a horrible place being
that's
in anger
horrible.
Like that.
Come on.
Yeah, that's a hard place to be. You
no
like, the brother was saying a while ago, he was worried about what people say about him and how people think about him and what they were looking
testimony.
At. Yeah, he was worried about that. And that made him upset. That made
that's
him
right.
upset.
Uh-huh.
And so therefore he was walking around being self-conscious.
Come on.
Yeah. Living in self-consciousness can be a horrible place to be.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. You thinking the wrong thing. Well, I wonder what they're thinking about me. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm medium size. Amen. Mm. My leg too big. My leg too little.
Come on. Don't matter.
If you got some skinny legs, that's all right. Having some skinny legs.
Hallelujah.
It's all
don't
right.
Matter.
It's all right.
Don't matter. Chicken legs, big legs. Don't matter. Don't matter.
Let it be your inward beauty. Your inward beauty
come
was changed. The perception of you is because it's always God that changed your perception about things.
Hallelujah.
See, God changes your perception about things
only
of who
God.
You are. And, you know, we y'all know on the line here, we always have that testimony, I am that I am by the grace of God.
That's right.
I am that's what it. I am by the grace of God. Nothing more, hallelujah. Nothing less. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. And God loves me. If daddy don't love me,
come
I know
on.
God. God loves me. That's the main thing. God loves me.
All
amen. He can be more than my mother. He can be more than my father. He can be more than my sister. He's more than my man. See, this putting God. He's more than my man. Amen. He can be all things to me. Amen. And this is the most important part that you have to keep in your mind is God loves me. Come on out of that shell that you've been in. Come on out of that shell. You've been in a shell. You've been in a mold. And God wants to draw you out of that mold. He wants to draw you out of that shell. Amen. I'm trying to tell you. It is God that will beautify you, amen.
He will beautify you with holiness, amen.
Praise God. He will beautify you with his presence. That's the main thing we seek after today. This is why some of these people was given a testimony today, because they got the feeling within themselves, well, my woman don't love me. Praise God. I don't know what I'm going to do. My woman don't love me. Well, God loves you.
Come on, Bishop.
God loves you. The most important thing, God loves me.
Great is love.
If a woman don't love me, God loves you. If a man don't love me, God loves me. I didn't know men. Men get down in that pit too sometimes. Men get in that pit sometimes, and women get in that pit, and they thinking all kind of evil thoughts. I wonder why. You know, I want Brother So and So to look at me, but I wonder why Brother So and So is not paying no attention to me.
Ooh, Lord.
I've been trying to catch him with my eyes for a long time, but I can't catch him. Don't seem like I'm getting his attention. I tell you what you do. You let the Holy Spirit get on you. Hallelujah.
Come on.
You let him see you praising God.
Come on, praise the Lord. You let him see you walk right.
Amen. You let him see how you proclaim his God's word. You see, then he'll be drawn to you from the presence of God, not through outward parts.
Come on.
If you're feeling unwanted today, you just need Jesus. You just need a little Jesus. That's all.
Let
me show my joy. Let me show the joy that I have in Jesus. The joy that you got in Jesus. See, your joy will rub off on him, and he'll be attracted to your joy because he wants part of it.
Come on, Richard.
Now, I've always wondered about that thing there. long time ago, I was preaching. My wife used to tell me, she would say to me, that woman got her eyes on you. And I would say, why would that woman be looking at me? You know what I mean. Why would she be looking at me? Well, y'all men just blind. Y'all men are blind. Y'all can't see nothing.
Go on, Sister Rebecca. Go on, girl.
I know when a woman got eyes on you. I can tell. But she wasn't attracted because I was so handsome. She was attracted because of God's presence.
Hallelujah.
See, this is why so many men get in trouble, you know, especially preachers anyway. They're not attracted to him because he's handsome. They're attracted to him because of the presence of God is on him.
And he's handsome too, both of them.
They're attracted to his spirit. They like him because of his spirit that is in him. He don't have that angry, mean spirit in him. He's not a dominant person. He's not dominant. I know some of y'all got a lot of men that are dominant. Do what I say and when I say it and move when I say move. And, I mean, that's a woman. But that's a dominant spirit. And that can bring attraction. Well, I wonder why I can't get a wife. I wonder why I can't get a woman. That dominant spirit.
Controlling.
Yeah. And so don't let that get to you, amen. God will bring you out of this place. He'll cause you to see things differently. He opened your eyes. And then you want your eyes to be open because you want to be able to discern his spirit. This is where the gift of the spirit comes in. Romans chapter 12. Talk about the spirits. Yeah. The spirit that is in the person, amen. You got to be able to discern their spirit. See, that's what you want to discern. Don't worry too much about the outside. You women, especially you women, you can dress them up now. You can fix them up once you get them, and you realize
come
you
on,
got the right.
Come on. You already know him. Business.
You can make him what you want him to be, amen. You can make him the most handsome person in the church.
That's
you
right.
Dress him up. But if he got that dominant spirit, that makes him ugly.
Dominant spirit.
Amen. That makes him ugly. But if he got a meek spirit, blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth. The meek is the one that's going to inherit the earth. It's the meek that's going to inherit all things. Make sure you got a meek spirit. Make sure, you know, have self-control. You know, that's another thing. Learn how to control yourself. Learn how to control your attitude. I mean, you want to say something, but put a piece of tape over your mouth, amen. If that's what
right on that tongue, huh?
Put your hand over your mouth, amen. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue, man. But put your hand over your mouth. Amen. James said, this is what James says about it. James says that a man that can control his tongue is the same as a perfect man. A person that can control their tongue is just like a perfect person. It's because he's not going to let everything come out of his mouth.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
A man that is in control of his tongue is the same as a perfect man. Someone say, well, yeah, he might be able to control his mouth, but look at his. You can look at the expression. Look at the expression on him.
Line muted.
Expression. But the Bible did say, if I can control my tongue, I'm the same as the perfect man. See, self-control. I'm not going to let it out. I'm not going to spew. I'm not going to spew stuff out of my mouth that shouldn't come out, because that turns people off. It turns people away. It's because of your attitude, and you let your attitude out of your mouth. And what defiles a man? His mouth. And what Jesus said is not what goes in, it's what comes out. No? What comes out? Yeah, you cannot do this, and you cannot do that. And you cannot do that, and then you open up your mouth, it tells who you are. That's how you discern. You know, if you got your boyfriend, kind of make him mad just to see how he's going to act. See, what comes out of his mouth is going to tell you what's on the inside of him. Is he going to start swearing? Is he going to start swearing? What's on the inside of your mouth tell what's in you? If you get angry and you're going to start swearing and call names and saying all manner of things about somebody, that lets you know that's still in you. You ought to be able to discern that. You need a discerning spirit. This is why we pray with the Spirit, so that God will give us a discerning spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You want the gift to operate in you. And at least that's a good one you need, especially if you're looking for a husband, you're looking for a wife. You need to be able to discern their spirit. That is what God looks at. God discerns a man's spirit. See, he don't discern what's on the outside of him. He don't look that way. I want to see his spirit. This is why you're born of the Spirit, why we have to be born of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit comes on inside of your spirit to help control your spirit. Everybody, well, what does the Holy Ghost do? The Holy Ghost helps you control your spirit. It gives you a new spirit. It gives you a new heart and a new spirit so that everything can come out of you, because whatever's in you, it comes out of your mouth. Comes out of your emotions. You got to watch your emotion. Learn how to be in control of your emotions. When you're faced with the devil, you're faced with the enemy, learn how to control your emotions. When somebody say bad things about me, I just laugh at them now. You just brushing me off? No, I'm not brushing you off. That's just all I got in me. I don't have no anger in me. Because I've learned how to control my emotions. Because usually when you act out of your emotions. See, you have to realize anger is a choice. How many know that anger is a choice? You think you have to get angry, but no, you don't. Anger is a choice. So if you're getting angry over everything, that's a choice. You don't have to get angry. Because if you don't have no purpose in that anger, because the reason you're doing it, see, it's the reason you're doing it, the reason you became angry. The reason whatever was said, it said, and it did something to your emotion, caused your emotions to rise. But if you can control your emotion, you can control your whole body. You can control all of your actions. But it's what comes in you, amen. This is why I said, I think Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember the Creator in the days of our youth before the evil day draw nigh. See, we need to get it done now. Learn how to control your emotions now. Because you don't want that stuff coming out of you when you get old and start losing a little. This is why we say, when they start losing that little mind and stuff coming out, that is just stuff that they didn't get rid of when they was young.
That's right. Anger, bitterness.
All that is coming out now. And so let's cleanse our soul. Let's cleanse our heart. Let's not hold nothing against them. Hallelujah. Let's get rid of all your bitterness and anger and malice and jealousy. Get rid of all
jealousy.
Come on, Bishop.
Before you get down, before you get to a place, love them anyway. Love them the same way that God loves you. Even though we didn't get, he said he loved us before we ever loved him.
Come on, in spite of us.
And even when we was angry with him, even when we didn't love him, even when even though when we turned our back on him, even when we wouldn't listen to him, all that stuff we did while we was going through, he still loved us anyway. How long did he love you? He loved you till he got you to change.
That's right.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Love you anyway.
Love your mother anyway.
Come on.
Yes.
Mother, father, uncle.
You're supposed to be able to discern.
Oh, my God.
When they say something, you're supposed to be able to discern who that is.
Hell out of it. Come on.
You're supposed to know. Oh, that's just the devil. I'm not going to let him get
that's
to
all.
Me.
Yeah. That's all.
That thing. Show
her. I'm going to show her love anyway. I'm going to take her to the store. I'm going to take her to the store and buy her a cone of ice cream anyway. I don't care. Come on.
Make a cake.
That's how we overcome things, amen.
Come on.
Get your ice cream anyway. I don't care what you said. Come on here, woman. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Come on, it works.
Bishop.
Come on, brother. Come on, Daddy. I'm gonna take you anyway. I don't care what you're saying.
I love you, Daddy.
You come to a conclusion. They love me anyway, man. You know, just like David and Saul. They've
come
got
on.
The deal.
Perfect example. Kill him. That's right.
Saul was able to see from the good that David did to him and the evil he was doing to David. He recognized, all of a sudden, he recognized himself as being evil.
Come on, hallelujah.
This is what Jesus did for us.
Love.
He continued to be humble. He continued to be meek. He continued to be in self-control, even though they was beating him. And he's still standing there, ow. All he was saying was, ow.
Come on. It's worse than that. Come on. With God, I can do it. Come on.
And even though they was lying on him, they lied on him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even try to defend the lie.
He didn't defend himself. That's right. He did.
He didn't even try to defend him. Well, you know, you don't keep the Sabbath. You know, those Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pharisees is always putting things on you, you know.
Always.
Because that's what they are. Fair, you see.
And Sadducee.
They were fair, you see. And they, out of all the stuff they did to Jesus, he never opened his mouth to defend himself against any accusation that they brought against them. Stop defending yourself. When someone on Facebook.
Getting back on Facebook. I'm leaving Facebook. What? For one person?
I got to put a stop to this. One thing I want you to know.
Come on.
You can't put brakes on a lie.
Come on, bitch.
Oh, you can't.
You can't put brakes on a lie.
No.
Leave it alone.
That's right.
Let it run its course. Let it run its course. Mm-hmm. And it'll die.
Absolutely.
It'll go away. But if you go meddling with it again, you just gonna make it bigger.
It's gonna grow.
See, when lies go out. Don't go out there and messing with it because you just don't make it grow.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, even with an argument, it takes two to tangle.
It takes two.
See, you have to realize this is what Jesus was talking about. Amen. We get in these horrible places because we're worried about what somebody said. We're chasing lies. We're chasing things that they said about us. And we're making it worse.
Worse.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Yeah. Amen. Let it go. Don't hold it. Is that a man on the line yet?
I was getting ready to say, Bishop, they don't stay on long. But here's another one. Is it Edgar Holiday out of Texas?
Yes.
Amen. Come on, Brother Edgar. You got a testimony for us today?
How you doing? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. My dog took and knocked my headphones off. How you doing? I'm Ed Holiday from out of Texas.
Yes, sir. We just want a testimony today.
Yeah. My uncle, Joseph Smothers, told me about you, so I decided to call you up and listen to your broadcast.
Yes, sir.
So I've just been listening. I don't know what's really going on. I've just been listening the last 30 minutes. So,
well, we're having testimonies, sir. The Bible says faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we want to know where God brought you from, where God brought you out of, what he delivered you from. We want to hear a testimony of someone because someone could have been going through the same thing that you went through. And you want to tell them how you got over.
Yeah, well, first I want to say that as growing up as a child, you know, people used to always tell me about Jesus Christ and God and things like that. And even though I didn't quite understand, in my heart, I always felt like God was trying to speak to me through those people. And as I got older, one day, you know, I was just kind of going about my life, and I felt like God had somehow intervened in my life. You know, I couldn't put a finger on it or anything like that. But then eventually I started working with some people, and there were some church-going people, and they invited me to church, and I got baptized and did all those things. And then at that time, God started working in my life. So as the years went by, you know, I've had my ups and my downs, but, you know, God has kept me stable through all that. You know what I'm saying? And my love and my desire for God is, even though I went away a little bit and came back, but I've never really gotten totally off track. And that, all that praise and glory goes to God alone.
Yes.
So one thing that that God really presses upon my heart is to, of all the scriptures in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you know, there's one thing that always stick with me, and that's like when Jesus went to the cross and he died for mankind.
Yes.
Every time I think about that, I get teary-eyed and I start crying, and it becomes so real to me, you know. And it's like a lot of people say, well, what's your favorite verse in the Bible? Well, I don't per se have a favorite verse, but I have a favorite event. And that's Jesus Christ, you know, going to the cross and dying for mankind. And, you know, God has pressed upon me personally that, you know, even though you wasn't here, Mr. Holiday, when I did this, but even though you wasn't here, I saw you, even though you wasn't formed. When I was on the cross, I looked down and I saw you, and I felt like that's what God has been saying to me these last few years. He's made it so real, you know what I'm saying? And
yes.
I just feel like no matter, regardless of what anybody's denomination is, I feel like God doesn't want me to get into different denominations, but I felt like he told me that, he said, whenever you talk to somebody, he said, if you do nothing else, remind them of one thing. Remind them that I died for them, and I'm going to come back to get them. And I feel like that event that happened with Jesus going to the cross has such an impact on my life that, you know, I think about it constantly. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think about it constantly. And, you know, like I say, you know, he, like this morning, it's like, you know, God, I felt like God was speaking to me through the same thing. And he said, you know, I every day I get up, I thank God for giving me another day. But, you know, there's a thought dropped in my mind that God said, you know what? I think about y'all not only collectively, but individually, you know. And he felt like, you know, I look at your life individually, personally, not just as another number. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for actually keeping me, you know, all these years. And I'm not a member of any church or anything like that, but I read the Bible and I pray every day. And that's only by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I just want to try to connect with people and men of God. And eventually I want to pray that I can get a fellowship that I can go into, because that's very important. You have to be connected to the body of Christ. You know, you just can't be out there by yourself kind of, you know. Reading and praying and all that is great too, but you have brothers and sisters that you have to connect to, and teachings and things like that. So,
amen.
So basically, like I said, it's through my uncle, Joe Smothers, that I found out about Bishop Page. Early in my life, like I said, I was pursuing God, and then I kind of got off track a little bit, and then I started coming back. Years ago, I had left, I'm from New Orleans. I left New Orleans, and I went to Dallas, Texas, and I went to a place called Christ for the Nations Institute. It was like a Bible place.
Yes, down there off of 67.
Yeah, in Oak Cliff, yeah. So I went there for a couple of years because I wanted, like, you know, one day I, like, felt like I might want to preach or teach in a church or something like that. So, but it was my disobedience and not following God's call that, you know, that really didn't happen like it should have. And, you know, but God is still working in my heart and my mind and everything else to get me back on track. I'm not saying I'm called to be this or be that or whatever, but I feel like God has given me a message to let everybody know about his, you know, his debt and what he accomplished on the cross, because that means more to me than anything, you know. And I don't know how to tell people perfectly, but I do know how to tell them in just plain language, you know. Hey, there was a day and time, even though we wasn't here, it was a day just like today that Jesus Christ, you know, he went and died on the cross for our sins. And that's basically what I want to tell people as I go about my journey. I want to try to find a way to reach them for God. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So that's pretty much my testimony. And, you know, I have family and friends that are not saved and everything like that. And I want to be able to find a way to introduce them to God, you know, because I'll tell everybody, you know, I still tell.
Line unmuted.
You know.
Amen.
But, you know, but to me, Jesus is the most important person that ever lived.
Amen.
And I'm 200% sure about that. I have no doubt
Amen.
About that. You know, so. You know, when people ask me, you know, this person's that great, and you know, who you think this person is, I always tell them, and I say, there's a man named Jesus that died on the cross for mankind. I say, he's the most important thing that ever happened to humanity. You know, and I just kind of leave it at that, but that's the response I give them.
Amen.
So, but anyway, that's pretty much it. Like I say, I'm getting acclimated with your ministry, and like I said, I get up and I read the Bible and I listen to different radio broadcasts and stuff like that. But like I say, I just really need to get somewhere where I can get underneath, you know, a certain ministry or whatever, and try to just grow and learn and, you know, be a good Christian, follow God.
Man. Well, we want to tell you today, brother, we invite you on this line. You can come here each and day. We're here Monday through Friday. We don't really teach denomination here on the line. We just teach Jesus.
Yeah.
And you're always welcome to come. And we hope we can say something that gets you all going the right way, on the right track. And we do believe in. You can't join the church. We believe you have to be born into the church.
Yeah.
You just join.
Yeah. Well, I've been, like I say, I know that I'm a child of God. I've been born again and everything. I know that.
Well, amen.
You know? Yeah.
I want to say welcome Monday through Friday. You can come on.
Welcome.
And we don't, like I said, we teach the Bible and not denomination, because our denomination,
right,
they got a lot of rules and they got a lot of regulations and they got a lot of things that's not from the Bible.
Right.
So we're going to get the Bible out here, get the word out here, and so that people can hear and make a decision. It's all about making a decision. You
right,
got to decide,
right,
you know, this is the way, this is the way. So we try to teach the way here on the line. We don't condemn nobody.
Right.
I don't care what you're doing, what you've been in, and even what you're going through now, what you're doing now. We don't go by stuff like that. We're here. Jesus said, I came to the ones who need help. I didn't come to the ones who need none. So So we use this line to somebody who need help, and a lot of people, they have overcome things. They overcome hate, and they overcome bitterness. They overcome cigarettes. They overcame drugs. They overcame alcohol. Everybody on the lines is just overcoming.
Right.
Overcoming things. And so whatever's going on, we kind of open. We might say some things that some people on other lines might get upset, but that's not us. No, people come tell us problems. We ain't looking down on nobody because we all saved and we still got problems.
Right.
We just want to introduce you and continue to introduce you so that you can have faith in Jesus. So whatever it is that you're facing, you can overcome. No matter what it is, you can overcome it. You can overcome it.
Right.
So we thank you for coming on the line, giving your testimony. And then we're going to ask you to continue to come each and every day. And we pray, God, we can help you in some manner, some fashion, or some way to get you led to have a closer walk with the Lord. And that's what we are about on this line here, bringing people closer to the Lord. So no matter what your situation is, that's why we give testimony. We don't go around trying to hide, because my thing, I say, the most worst thing that a man can have is shame.
Mm-hmm.
Shame is the enemy of deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
When you are ashamed to say what you've been tied up in and what you've gone through or what you're in, then you can't get no deliverance from it. Jesus said we got to confess your sin.
Right.
Or confess one to another.
Right.
That you may be healed.
Right.
And then if you can't make a confession, how are you going to get healed? You know, even when you go to the doctor, the first thing where's the pain?
Right.
If you can't tell the doctor where the pain is, the doctor can't help you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't make a confession before God, God already knows, but he wants you to know. He wants you to confess it.
Yeah.
And you confess. So we make confessions on this line. We tell it like it is. We don't shortcut it. And we don't shuck and jive. We just fill it out like it is.
Right.
And people have gotten deliverance. I mean, they have gotten deliverance on this line. And they just are happy.
Right.
We all one family. If you don't have a church to go to, we invite you to be part of our line. And you can come each and every day. You can listen to the word Monday through Friday. You can listen to the word. At the end, most of the time, we give time to say something. If you got a problem, we ask you, well, what's your problem? And then they tell it. And then God works on them in it. And so we will invite you, and I thank you for coming on. But let this be a place that you can sit and be a part of.
Amen.
We want you to be the part of our land, because we want men. I've been looking for men.
Yeah.
Men.
Welcome to men.
Women don't have no open their mouth.
That's right.
You can tell that on this line. Women don't have no problem talking.
Yeah.
But we men, it seems like in our pride, or we think because we are men, we're not supposed to cry. We think because we are man, nobody's supposed to tell us nothing. But if they're telling you something from the word of God, listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So thank you for that testimony, brother. That's good. And so from now on, we're going to be expecting to hear from you on this line.
All right.
And we appreciate you being a part of it. That way you can listen and learn and speak what Jesus really wants out of our life. And how he wants them to be able to do things. And all of a sudden, and then if you decide you want to go to a body somewhere, you go to that body. I don't tell you where to go.
Right.
I just tell you, I don't want to lead you to the church. I want to lead you to Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. You know, thank you for welcoming me and everything like that. Like I say, I happen to be off today. I work different days during the week, but I would definitely keep in touch, because I've been blessed by what you've been saying and been listening to you and everything the last 30 minutes. So,
well, thank you.
Amen.
I appreciate
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Bishop,
all right.
we have one other guy on the line too. We don't want him to leave off.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot,
Irvin Thurman.
Hey, man.
Okay,
brother, you have anything you'd like to say today? We give you opportunity.
No, I'm fine. Like I said, it's just more of an introduction thing, just trying to see what's going on. Like I said, I never heard of you guys before, so that's basically it. I just wanted to touch bases and, you know, see what your ministry is about and get familiar with your ministry and things like that, you know. So
Amen.
I'm going to keep in touch.
Thank you.
And, like I say, if I have anything to talk about or whatever, you know, I'm glad that you gave me an open door to do that. So,
yes, sir.
Amen.
So, I appreciate it. Like I said, I don't want to hold you up with somebody else on the line. So,
yeah,
Amen.
916 number, Irwin Thurman.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Brother
right,
Irwin.
Bye. All right. Bye.
We have another brother. You have something you'd like to say today, Brother Irwin, from 996 number?
916.
Okay, that's okay. Do I have to hang up, or what do I do?
No, sir. You can.
Oh,
we're going to end
no.
it in a little bit here.
Oh,
we're going to end it in a little bit. Stay on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I had to hang up with somebody.
No,
else
stay
on.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Somebody else is on the line, but you can just listen in.
Okay, then. All right. Thanks.
All right. Do we have another brother?
Yeah.
Don't you ever in your, let me tell you something, Pastor Matt Page, don't you ever disrespect my name?
Oh, okay. I didn't hear your voice,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, yeah, you heard me now, didn't you? You heard me now.
What the?
Hey, let's get muted out. Hallelujah. Go ahead,
bro.
This is how me and Mac Page cut each other's hair. He probably.
Oh my goodness.
We both ain't got too much hair at the time. He wait for me, and I'm waiting on him. See who hair gonna fall first.
Hallelujah.
So I got this new phone, so that's what they did. They put my whole name on there. I got a new phone, but the same phone number. That's what that was. Anyway, praise God. Thank God for another day, another opportunity to lift up the Lord's name, and thank God for this Men's Day. It's always a good thing to hear men testify, because we go through so much in our lives, and God brings us through a whole lot, and so we just thank God for the things that He's brought us through. And I was thinking earlier of how things could have went the other way, and what would it been like, what it looked like if something would have went the other way. You know, we've been through. You know, God protect us from bullets flying and stuff like that. Just think about some of those things where people rolled by your neighborhood, shot. That could have easily been you, and that could have been easily me. And but God saw fit not to, because God have a plan for your life. Then He will protect you. And He will bring you through things, because He can't use nobody without no testimony. If you ain't got nothing, ain't never been through nothing, what you go tell anybody something? And so, and some of our lives been tougher and rougher than others, you know, and, but you look how you made it and look how God brought you through it. And so we owe it all to the Lord of, bringing us through times that could have ended our lives. And thank God that He had a plan for us to save us. And because things that I've been through, I would never think I'd be where I'm at today in Christ. You know, we always used to say, you know, well, when I give me some money, I'm a get saved. And how many times that you had some people had money and didn't get saved? And we always say, well, we always put the Lord on the back burner some kind of way, you know, when I get this or when I get to that or when I get to this house or when I get to that car, or look how many drug dealers in the pen say, you know, I know a guy that had a million seven, and you know, just a regular street guy like me, $1.7 million, but he still wanted to get to 2 million. He still wanted to get to 2.5 million. You start dreaming bigger, and now you ain't got no millions because you could have took some money. You could have took that money and turned it into something while you was free and clear. But we get caught up in these things, and we get caught up in certain situations. We get caught up in drug selling. We get caught up with bad women, or women get caught up with bad men and all this stuff. And then your life turned upside down in an instant. You know, one day you could be on the bus. Next day you could be driving the Benz. I mean, the next hour you could be driving the Benz. You could be driving the Benz 1 hour, and the next day you riding the bike. You know, things can turn on its head. Things can turn on its head in an instant. But if we stop putting God on the, well, I'm going to wait till I do this, you know. I lost like $15,000. And I, you know, and somebody kept calling me, talking about the Lord said if you do this, you know, somebody always lying on the Lord, first of all. The Lord said if you do this, I guess it wasn't no lie because, you know, it wasn't no lie because I turned around and lose 19 more thousand. I say, okay, Lord, you ain't got to keep stripping my money away from me like this. You know, I guess what he said was the truth. The Lord said. Now, sometimes the Lord do say things. We just ain't listening all the time. And we do a lot of things that is the Lord in it, you know. And then we, you know, the devil come disguising stuff and stuff like that. That's why it's good to know the word, because the word will allow things to happen, and then is the word will – and he got to allow things to happen in order for him to show you that he God, you know. And we don't just go. We don't get that all the time. We don't get that all the time, and we get whooped with many stripes for making decisions that we should not be making, you know. And back in the '80s when Hubba's, I don't know what y'all know about Hubba's. Denise probably know. You know, Denise probably.
Absolutely.
Man, boy, them Hubba's, boy, we have more Hubba's in our pocket than now later. And more Hubba's in our pocket than
line muted.
The pack of sunflower seeds. We just got so many Hubba's. That's what they used to call the rock cocaine stage, Hubba.
Come on, tell them about it.
You know. Y'all, some of y'all don't know what Hubba's is. It's be Hubba Rock, man, and people. We got so many Hubba Rocks in our pocket, boy. You know, I dare a man try to swallow them, try to get away from the police. You'd be dead on the spot.
You'd be dead on arrival. Come on.
You'd be DOA right there, drop dead. All that cocaine in your chest. You know, and so, but thank God. I mean, you know, that Hubba's destroyed a lot of lives, and sometimes, you know, it destroyed a lot of teethuses too. Man, just take your teeth out and all this stuff. But look at look how God kept his hand on a lot of us that, you know, we still looking good today, still got all our teethuses. You know, we getting older, so, you know, Paige got a real sunroof up there. It can't close. And he's sitting around waiting on mine that my sunroof is not closed neither. He can't wait, you know. But we still got our, you know, we still looking good. We still in good health because of the Lord.
Come on, Jesus.
You know, is because some of you women, y'all still looking good in your older age because of the Lord. Ain't nothing we did. And
nothing
so and we turned away from, you know, that kind of life that we lived that was, you know, I see a lot of people today, I'm sure y'all do, how life done beat folks up. And all the drug abuse that people was on and catching up to them today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they looking, they 50 years old and looking 80. And their health is in bad and all that drug abuse and all that running the streets and all that drinking and stuff, catching up to her. And I just thank God for, you know, he shielded me. I was never really a big drinker at all because my house used to be the juke joint all the time. And when I tell you it was a juke joint, it was a juke joint. And I, you know, words are powerful. You know, death is life and death in the power of the tongue. I didn't know that back then, but what I said was, I'm not going to be no alcoholic when I grow up.
All
right, man. You see? And because that alcohol, man, killed, you know, I was counting all the people that been at my house, that constantly at my house all the time, and it was about 17 people, and every one of them is dead. Including my mother. And so I just thank God that he shielded me away from some things. I never smoked no cigarettes. I ain't never smoked nothing but some good old weed. That's it. Now, I loved that weed.
Come on.
We love that weed. We'd take a weed over a Thanksgiving turkey. Just give me the weed. You know? That's what we did. We every one of us smoked some of that good old weed. But you know, weed didn't beat us down though. If you was 5'5" and you smoked a whole lot of weed, you might didn't grow no taller, but you sure got 6 foot wide though, because you eat everything.
That's right. Got the munchies. Come on.
You got the money. That's the worst thing that we done to us. But all that old other stuff, you know, God delivered us from alcohol and having unprotected sex and all this stuff. And you look at this stuff, I say, man, I got 7 boys. That equal up to 140 seconds worth of feel good. That's all it is. That's all it was. 140 seconds worth of feel good. And so we just think about things. I wish I could have. I wouldn't dare today, though. I wouldn't care what kind of, how old my wife, she could be 40 years old. I ain't having no more kids. But I would have liked to did it the right way. You know, and had them by your wife, you know what I mean? And we just got to thank God for where we at now. Because if you look back at all your life that we was doing all this stuff, you know, sometimes this stuff, we were just embarrassed. We'd be embarrassed today to even tell somebody we did this stuff. Somebody was saying that all these ex-hoes and pimps and prostitutes and all this stuff the church. I don't want homemongers and all this stuff and all this stuff is up in the church now. I don't want to go to no church like that. Well, what you think the church is? You big dummy, because you was one of them too.
Come on. We all
look
at something. Come on now.
Huh? We was all this. Ain't nobody in the church better than nobody. You see, and people hide their testimony, keep from knowing that your legs is open. I commend Denise for her lifestyle. She ain't ashamed to tell it.
I'll tell it. I ain't know nothing about no condom.
Yeah, you ain't ashamed to tell her old lifestyle, but we got some of these old wig-wearing women up in there scared to tell their testimony. And we got some of these men that used to be pedophiles and stuff. God brought you through that. Why you won't tell nobody that? Because it could be a struggling woman or struggling man with this thing. And how, like Pastor said earlier to the brother that was on the line, tell your testimony because you don't know who going through the same thing you going through.
Same thing.
You can't. And you can't get out of that. And then the scripture says that hide not our testimony, because our testimony not only save us, but save others. Mm-hmm. You know, if your gospel be hid, you know, it'll be hid from the lost, because you too ashamed to tell people where God brought you through. Look here. I don't care what nobody think about Minister Ray. I robbed banks. Yeah, I lived the life. But I had $250,000, too, straight up. Because I said, if I'm going to rob something, why would I rob 7-Eleven for $70?
Go big.
I'm going big. If I'm gonna do 4 years for the first-time robbery, at least let me put my hands on some thousands, some hundreds of thousands.
If I get outside
the bank, it's a cat and mouse game now. You got to catch me. See? Straight up, you got to catch me, because if I get away from that bank, you got to prove it now.
Come on.
You see? And so, yeah, I robbed a bank. Yeah, I did a home invasion. I was a whoremonger. Pastor Page was a whoremonger too.
Yes, he was.
He more terrible than me, I think.
Hallelujah.
But we can't be afraid to tell where God brought us from. This is the beauty of God. It's the beauty of the word. It's the beauty of the word to sit back and just say, man, I was terrible back in the day. Look where God got me at now.
Yeah.
Amen. See? And we do that when we go to the hospital. You've been real sick or something. Somebody got real sick, and God healed them. Ain't that a beautiful thing that God restored you?
I just thank God.
We read the word, we read scriptures, but we scared to tell people. Some people scared to tell because somebody go look at you wrong. You don't know. She could have been the biggest. She could have been a prostitute and didn't get paid for it.
Come on.
There's a lot of women that were prostitutes and didn't get paid. There's a lot of men that was this, that, and other, and done a lot of foolish things and creep around with. I hope nobody on the line don't take it personal, but we ought to have some women in our life that we wouldn't hear that at 3:30 in the morning thinking nobody gonna see us.
You better tell the truth.
Hey, don't tell nobody I've been over here. And we've done a lot of things in life, and God delivered us from that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I just thank God for the deliverance. And so that's all I want to say today. I just thank God for delivering me from a lot of foolishness. I'm still alive. You know, may not where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. And I just thank God for that. And so pray my strength is Lord as I pray for y'all. Thank God for let me speak today. Thank God for this Men's Day. And so y'all have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Before we go here, the first thing we're going to ask, anybody want to be saved today? Anybody know you in something, want to be delivered? One thing that the Bible does tells us, Acts 2:38, says, repent, every one of you. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. is that somebody want to be saved today. We got to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You can be saved. And on the line, we just ask if you want to be saved, just say, I want to be saved. Say, anybody just want to be saved. Amen. If nobody want to be saved, you know, if you want to be filled with the Spirit. Now, I know a lot of times, you know, we get baptized in water, but there's also the baptism of the Spirit. And we got a lot of people been baptized in water, but and there's a lot of people haven't been baptized with the Spirit yet. I would go to the scriptures, but time's going to run us out. Amen. You can read that if that you want to read in your Bible. You can go to Acts 19, read verses 1 through 6. So you can start at Acts 18 chapter. There was a wonderful preacher named Apollos.
Come on.
And he knew the scriptures. He knew the scriptures, but he hadn't been baptized in Jesus' name, and he hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. But he was a mighty preacher, though.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, you find Apostle Paul. He knew the law. That was the scriptures back then. He knew the scriptures back in the day, but he still didn't know Jesus. And Apostle Paul had to repent, be baptized, and get the Holy Ghost. His name was Saul at the time, but they changed it to Paul. But even him, he had to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Is there somebody on the line today? All you got to say, we don't care who you are and whatever. We just want to know. If that's you, just say, you know, count me in. I want to be saved. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Is there somebody? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's a requirement. Amen. All right, any prayer requests? We can get out of here then. Any prayer requests now?
I have a prayer request for one of my granddaughter's moms called me today. She asked me to put her on the prayer line. Charlene.
What was her name?
Charlene. Uh-huh. And I just want to thank God also. My daughter's husband, he got over the COVID. Hallelujah. He's back at work.
Amen. Take his name off.
Yeah, Terrell Brown. The Brown.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. All right. I know Brother Anthony got over the COVID. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And Mother Lodi's got over the COVID.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what Malena, did Malena get over her COVID? Hey, we have Sister Malena. She was on for COVID. Any other thing before we pray over this list and we're going to get out of here? Amen. I thank all of y'all for your testimonies today. Amen. I appreciate all the men that came on. Some of them, I guess they were still working. Amen. But nevertheless, God still had his way. Hallelujah. Thank God. God still had it. Well, Father God, we're thankful today, Lord, for all the testimony that has gone forth, O Lord, and those that have been healed of sickness and disease. We thank you, Lord, for every name on this list, Lord, that they will be healed. And Lord, we thank you for the salvation of all those that need to be saved. We thank you for the deliverance of all those that need to be delivered. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, for uplifting those that were down today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging those who need to be encouraged today, Lord. We thank you for having Lord, we ask you to touch Jared's heart, Lord. And Lord, may you have mercy on those, Lord. And Lord, we give you praise for having mercy, Lord, to those. And Lord, you said, you are the lawyer in the courtroom, and I thank you for being in the name of the Lord. May you turn his life around, Lord. Thank you, Brother Sandler, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for his salvation right now, Lord. That you could walk in the Lord. Encourage the men, Lord. I repent, Lord. That he can turn his life back to you. Thank you for the Savior, Lord. And Lord, thank you that the angels, Lord. Lord, would enclose him, Lord, and turn him, Lord, in the way that he is going, Lord, into the way that you want him to go. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Kennedy, Lord. Lord, you bless him as a young man, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon his head, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you pour oil upon the young man's head, Lord. Lord, you might relieve him of his anger. You might relieve him of his bitterness. I thank you for removing the bitterness out of his heart, Lord. Lord, Lord, we dedicate this to you today, Lord. We put him in your hand, Lord, that you may deliver him. But this is a young man, Lord. He said, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not, Lord. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to draw him into your everlasting kingdom. We give you praise, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, for blessing him today, Lord. And for all the families on the line today, Lord. I rebuke the spirit of division, Lord. Lord, may that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. You can right now. Lord, I rebuke the spirit of witchcraft, Lord. That control
in the name of Jesus,
spirit, Lord. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for deliverance right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, in that demon spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Remove the witchcraft out of the families, Lord. Remove the witchcraft, Lord. Among the demons, Lord. And we give you praise today, Lord. And we want to thank you for this listening, Lord. We thank you for our nation, Lord. With all the things that's going on in our nation, Lord. We're asking the Lord that the war angel might go forth.
We're free.
Lord, please. Washington, D.C., Lord, may he, oh, Lord, among the sinners and representatives, Lord, may he do battles, oh, Lord, against the spirit of darkness, Lord, that is coming against this nation, Lord. We give you praise,
Lord. Lord, you said that with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, Lord.
Lord, may we see today. May our eyes be open today, Lord. May we see the rewards of the wicked. We give you praise for the deliverance of our nation and for the deliverance of the people, Lord. Lord, I'm asking Lord, that you draw them, Lord. And I loose them from the north. I loose them from the south. And I speak to the east. And I speak to the west. And say, loose not that. And Lord, I call them forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And may the spirit of darkness be moved over from over the cities, from over the nation. Oh, Lord, it is you, Lord, that calls you man. Let your light shine in into the nations today, Lord. Let your light shine into the world, Lord. Remove that spirit of darkness, Lord. For we know, Lord, it is only you, oh, Lord, that you do these things because of your power and because of your might, Lord. And because of your will, Lord, I pray your will be done, Lord, in the nation, in the world today, Lord.
Your will,
because you always show us. You always show us, Lord. You have made yourself known today on this land, Lord. Lord, that you are God. Lord, you rule in the kingdom of man, oh Lord, and because you, Lord, look to you that is the heart and the finish of it. And Lord, what we have believed in you, Lord, you said you would do, Lord. And you said you believe, Lord, all things are possible. To them that believe. Lord, we see that we are believers today, Lord. All these things that we ask, they are possible. Because, Lord, we know you are able to do abundantly above all that we ask to the power that rests in you. And we give you praise, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of this day, we give honor and praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
now to him that is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory. To the only wise God be all the glory and the praise as we dismiss from this line today, Lord, but never from your presence. We say glory in Jesus Christ. We pray. We say you're dismissed. We say amen and amen. Thank all of y'all for coming.
Praise God. Thank all of our men. God bless y'all. We love you.
Amen. Thank you for all that you've done. Mother Lotus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Have a blessed weekend. See you on Monday. Monday is not a holiday for prayer line, but see you on Monday. God bless you. Have a safe weekend. Amen.
Don't forget about the all-night prayer we're having this month.
Okay.
On the 22nd.
Oh, that's right. Woo! That's right. Come on, come on. My birthday celebration, y'all. Come on, come on. That's right. It's July, bitch.
Almost forgot. Today is the first day of July. That's right.
Oh, it's on all month. It's on all month. God bless y'all. Love you. Be encouraged. Man.
To what his word says, God has spoken. Let the church say,
amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he says, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel or how you work.